shipments of U.S. organic cheese, cereal, and juices can once again be sent to South Korea, and the Asian country can again export its organic green tea. That's because the two countries reached an organic equivalency agreement. Essentially, that means they recognize each other's standards on processed organic products. Harriet Bihar is an organic specialist with Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Services.
Since Korea does not have a dairy industry, here in Wisconsin, since we are the home of Organic Valley and, you know, Cedar Grove and Horizon also make cheese here, and this opens a lot for our dairy industry.
But fresh and raw products are not covered under the trade agreement, which could affect Wisconsin's cranberry industry. Organic fresh fruits and certain dried fruits cannot be exported unless a specific organic certifier approves the product. Organic Trade Association CEO and Executive Director Laura Batcha says U.S. organic exports to South Korea were valued at $35 million last year, and sales are expected to double in 5 years.
The Asian markets place a high premium on U.S. products, and so these exports, if it works for your business without being too complicated, it's a really nice way to maintain your price in the marketplace, and they can be very profitable additions to your overall sales portfolio.
Batcha says a similar trade agreement with Switzerland is underway, and talks are beginning with Costa Rica and Mexico. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.